Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Riding solo today, the Cajun Cannon is in Chicago. Going to visit T-Bob and the grandkiddies. It's been a little while since he's seen them, so he's got the weekend off too since the Saints have a bye week. We'll have Jen Hale on from Fox Sports pretty soon as we connect with her. And then about 5:25, Brad Evans. He'll give us his best bets for the weekend from BetMGM tonight. Brad does a great job breaking down both college and pro football. And after that, we'll do our triple option feature. And I think in the 6 o'clock hour, Steve will have Ollie Cosell and our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. Let's go to our talk and text line. Let's go to Ms. Jen Hale from Fox Sports. And Jen's finally out of an airport. So, Jen, I'm glad you're out of there and you're home.
Me too, Mike. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry about yesterday. All these TSA delays and air traffic controller payment issues. Obviously, they're having a hard time. But, boy, I tell you what, for those of us that travel for a living, sure is making it hard to get in and out.
Yeah, you took the wrong way, Feldman route to get home. So, but I'm glad you made it back. Jen, you got to do the Saints this weekend. And I think everyone was surprised just how poised, confident, accurate. And he was a lot more mobile than I thought I'd see from him. Tyler Shuck, your thoughts on his second game? Because the first one, oh my goodness, he had zero chance against the Rams. They were on him before the snap got to him good. So your thoughts on Tyler?
They were. And look, it's a little bit apples and oranges because that Rams defense and defensive front is different than the Panthers defense and defensive front. But nonetheless, a lot of reason for hope and encouragement among the Saints fan base this week, I think, especially going into the bye. It's always good to get a win going into that time where you're going to deep dive into film study and self-evaluation. I was really impressed with how Shuck climbed the pocket. Yeah, you talked about poise and confidence, and that showed in the way he climbed that pocket with a veteran know-how. Not that he was Drew Brees, but you felt like you were watching somebody who'd been there and done that before. And I think all those years of college ball are really paying off. Also, the decision to start Spencer Rattler and let Tyler sit back and watch, I think that's paying dividends. He seemed very much in command of the huddle, being there on the sidelines behind the bench watching during the game. He was doing all the things a veteran would do, motivating his team, doing the right film study, talking with the right folks. I'm very excited to see what he looks like in another 6 to 8 weeks.
Jen, the one thing in talking to him, you can tell he's one smart dude. Okay, we're not talking about splitting the atom. We're not talking about cancer curing. But good gracious, he's got it between the ears, understanding how to play the position and he processes information so quickly. I think if you have that one-on-one with him, which I'm sure you had an opportunity to talk to him, that to me really stands out about Shook.
It does. We got to sit down with him Saturday, our production group as a whole, and then I spent a while talking to him on the sideline Saturday pregame, or Sunday pregame, excuse me. Those couple hours before the game, that's honestly when I do the majority of all my work, that face-to-face communication. And you can tell there's nothing these defenses are going to throw at him that's going to surprise him. He may still be learning how to react quickly enough, like in that Rams game, but he has seen it all. And I think that's a credit and a testament to how long he spent in college and then to the film study that he's applied himself doing since he was drafted. He's really an incredibly intelligent player when it comes to FBI, football intelligence, also a smart human being, but he certainly does not come across like a rookie when he's talking about diagnosing coverages, those telltale cues that defenses do. He's picking up on a lot of them already, and that's really impressive considering it's only his second start. Again, I want to see at the end of the season, what does Tyler Shuck look like then?
Jen, the one thing when you play the Panthers, they're not fooling you. Okay, you know what they're going to do. They're going to run the football, and Rico Dowdle had been on a roll. And I think what kind of gets lost in the backdrop here, because you know, the excitement of a young quarterback, I remember Bill Parcells saying nothing gets a fan base more excited than a talented young quarterback. But how well the Saints defense was able to shut down the Panthers' running game, and as Bobby would call him, Little Bryce, saying, man, I don't think Bryce Young can beat us throwing the football. That, to me, really stood out in this football game.
Well, let me tell you, it's twofold. Here's the positive. Yes, the Saints defense went in with a mission. They knew that the Panthers' running game, the Panthers' game as a whole, as the offense, goes through the running game. If they can't get the ground attack going, Bryce is not tall enough, he is not athletic enough to make those deep down-the-field throws. And they were able to effectively contain Rico Dowdle. Now, I will say this, Rico Dowdle was not 100%. That right quad was really bothering him. He managed it all game long. Every time his defense was on the field, he was on the bench with heat, with two and three trainers at once stretching him out, doing all sorts of pretzel-like moves. So the Saints defense certainly didn't have Rico Dowdle at his best, but nonetheless, they got the job done. They knew the assignment, and they understood the assignment, and they got the W. And that's something to grow on. That's a boost of confidence. You know, I've been doing this 15 years, so you can tell when a coach or a team or veteran leaders have given up on the system, the playmaking, the idea in place, right? The culture. And that is not at all the case with the Saints. So I think there's a lot of reason for hope for the future. Now, I don't think it's going to be instant. I still think there is a heck of a salary cap issue. You got to find the right players. You got to be able to pay them. But the biggest question to me that the Saints have to answer is, do they spend that top draft?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
pick on a quarterback. And Tyler Shuck is starting to make that look like a little bit more of a question mark than in week one. I'll tell you the other person I was really impressed by, Taysom Hill. You saw the handcuffs kind of come off of him a little bit in that game. He told me, and I'd forgotten, you know, with that injury, with that knee, it wasn't just the ACL. It was a multi-ligament injury. It was bad. So he's not even supposed to be playing until December 17th. That's the one-year date of his surgery. He's back so early. So he's going to keep improving from where he is now, as long as he doesn't re-injure anything. He's just going to keep getting better, and that knee's going to keep getting healthier. So I think that is also a huge plus in the Saints column, because he's such a multi-talented weapon. You saw him at, what, 3-4 positions on Sunday? A fully healthy Taysom Hill, that is a game-changer in a lot of situations for the Saints.
Jen, you've heard me tell you this numerous ways, I guess. I hate to deal with people that are sort of bipolar. Okay, they ride the roller coaster. It's Jekyll and Hyde. That's the Saints' next opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. You're not really sure if you're seeing Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde with either one of them. And it is a wild kind of affair where you see almost like two steps good and then three steps bad and then a step good and a step bad. You got to cover them during the preseason. This is not what really they thought they would see this year. And Michael Penix has struggled at the quarterback position. Now, I think he's talented, very, very talented. I don't know if it's scheme or whatever. I do know one thing. Drake London can play, and Bijan Robinson, he's a man out there on that football field along with Algier. But defensively, it's been kind of 52 pickup with them too. Some games good, some games not. That up and down to me is what would drive me crazy as a coach to see what I see on the field for the Falcons.
And it is. Trust me. I am very good friends with my preseason announcing crew, Coy Wire, Justin Kutcher, DJ Shockley, and they are all just in stitches, in fits every game, not understanding why do they look like world beaters one game and then can't get a first down the next half. You know, how many three and outs can you have in a row? It's insane. They have, and they've been like this, Mike, for several seasons.
Yep.
You know, and they, at first it was, oh, it was the quarterback. We had the wrong quarterback. We tried the experiment of let's invest in all the weapons around the quarterback and just have an average quarterback and see if that works. Obviously not. That got Arthur Smith fired. So it's a different cast of characters, but it's the same product on the field, which is very odd and curious. You know, our friend Terry Fontenot, who was in the Saints front office forever under Mickey Loomis, is the general manager there. Raheem Morris, the head coach there, is a good friend. I know they're working hard. I know there is nobody taking any plays, nights, moments off. But it's just not been able to come together for them. And I have a feeling Berlin might have been the foot on the throat for them. That was supposed to be the rebound game where they came in embarrassed and you know, saved their season, saved their dignity, and it didn't happen. The Colts beat them at the last second, and they just keep finding ways to lose at the end. And look, the NFL is a hard league. There aren't going to be that many blowout games. The majority of them are going to be close one-score games. And somehow the Falcons this season, except for a few crazy head-scratching amazing victories, they've managed to lose at the end over and over again. And it's a real issue they've got to solve.
Yeah, the coach finally figured it out. You know what? The hell with this. Daniel Jones looks a little bit like he looked with the Giants. Give the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, that's all you got
to
do.
Hey, give it to him. Give it to JT. He's going to take care of
it.
And he had one whale of a in the game sort of situation. Jen, I know you do great work in this city, and I always tell you, you don't have to do things for others, but you do. And you've got your sideline pass Christmas event happening in November. So tell everybody a little bit about it. But first of all, for everybody that helps piece this together, it'll be at the Saints practice facility November, you got to help me,
25th.
And I know it'll be at the Saints facilities, but so many people involved, but you're the catalyst here, and you don't have to do a lot of things because you're busy. You got a little bit of a busy schedule rolling, and we appreciate everything that you do. Tell everybody a little bit how they can get involved and how they can attend the event.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you know the drill. You got to give back. You've got to pass the ladder back down. You do it all the time yourself. So this is something that's near and dear to my heart. This is our 11th annual one. And so the purpose is twofold. One, we're collecting holiday gifts for kids living in group foster homes and shelters because the state does not provide for them to have a Christmas morning. So unless someone donates, they won't have anything. And then number two, we're awarding our scholarships, financially disadvantaged but academically excellent girls in the greater New Orleans area trapped in failing schools. It's going to be a fantastic night. $10 tickets for kids, $15 for adults, and we've got stuff for everybody. So first of all, Cam Jordan and Nettie Kennison are our MCs. Juwan Johnson and his wife, Shannon, are going to be our special guests of honor. The Tulane football team is going to be there doing all sorts of football drills with the kids. We're going to have an adult-only lounge at the other end of the field with golf simulators, Christmas cocktails, PNC, Karma, a bunch of great bands. So please come on out. You can get tickets at sidelinepass.org. You can bring a toy if you have littles like I do and you want them to experience handing over that toy they really want to keep for themselves. Or we've got an Amazon wish list on the website. So you can just go to the website, pick what you want, and order it right there so you don't have to worry about getting anything ahead of time and bringing it with you. It's really a fantastic night. Thank you, Gail Benson, for your partnership in this. And we hope to see everybody there.
SidelinePass.org. You can get a lot more information. And we'll have Jen on again before that happens. Jen, again, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And get some rest, gal, because it don't end for you.
It doesn't. It doesn't for any of us, right? You're the best, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. Jen Hale from the NFL on Fox. You saw her this past weekend doing coverage of the Saints and the Panthers. When we come back, we'll have on with us from BetMGM tonight, Brad Evans, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.